Now, since mid-June, we've been wearing green vestments and adorning the church in green because it's been ordinary time. So if you really like green, this is going to be your last chance to see it until mid-January, because we're going to enter into the purples and the whites of the Christmas season. So if green's your favorite color, just breathe in the green, because it's going to be a while before we see it. So we close out the ordinary time this weekend. It's the last Sunday of ordinary time of our church year. And it's very appropriate that the first reading we hear is from the prophet Malachi. A little background on Malachi. Malachi was a prophet who wrote shortly after the Israelites had returned from the Babylonian exile. And Malachi was a prophet that was probably scratching his head. He says, okay, let's see. We spent a lot of time in the desert. We finally got to the promised land. We were in the promised land for a while. Then we were unfaithful to God. Then we were made to be exiled into Babylonia. And now we're back. And people are still being disobedient to God. He says, it doesn't make any sense. He's like, when is this going to stop? When are we going to learn our lesson? And then he tells us in today's reading that the day is coming that's going to be burning like a hot oven. And it's going to be made burning to purify us, to save us, and to cleanse us. Now, we know that cooking is pretty important. I don't know that anybody in here is like, man, I just love raw meat. See, we have to cook it to purify it, to kill all of the bacteria and all the impurities that are in it. And also makes it taste yummy. And if we've ever baked a casserole that hasn't been all the way done and we get to the middle and it's still kind of cold and gross, it doesn't taste very good. But sometimes we need to be put in the oven so that we're made well, so that all of the impurities in us are melted away. You see, we need that in our lives. We need sometimes to go through the struggles that life has for us. And the reason for that is because when we go through these life struggles, we're made stronger on the other side. Our Lord Jesus is a great example of having to go through adversity to allow something great to happen. You see, my friends, there would be no resurrection if it wasn't for the crucifixion. Jesus had to rise from something. And he rose from that, which is probably the worst day in human history, when our Lord died. But he died and he went through all that pain, he went through all that suffering to purify us, to give us hope, to give us strength, to give us courage. And it's also a reminder in our lives that sometimes we have to go through some tough things. Sometimes we are going to have to endure some very, very difficult things in our lives, whether it be illness or the loss of a loved one or trouble with our family or our marriage or relationship or with our kids. There's always something that we're going to have to endure. But we come before our God because he purifies us. He bakes us in his love to make us whole, to share his love with us, to make us better. Now, recently, we might have spent some time watching the news and seeing the awful destruction that our brothers and sisters have had to endure in the Philippines. And we see the images, we see the pictures of their homeland being destroyed. We see the images and the pictures of the makeshift graves. And we see the numbers and the statistics of the people that are without homes and the number of people that have died. And our prayers go out for them. It's difficult. It's tough and it's hard for us to grasp. But our Lord does say that there are going to be times in our lives where it's going to be like the gospel, where nations will rise against nations, where destruction and earthquake and famine's going to happen, and natural disasters are going to be there. But amidst all of that, his love is going to help us remain sure. We're united with our brothers and sisters that are suffering in the Philippines. We're united with them through our prayers. And we're united with them in our suffering and the pain that we have to endure as well. And we come together as a human family knowing that there are going to be difficult times, knowing there's going to be tough things that are in our way. But we also hope and trust in God's love, that he'll help pick up the pieces of our broken hearts, that he'll help us mend our broken lives so that we can follow after him, so that we can be changed, so that we can have a greater capacity to love. Life is not easy. It's difficult. That's why we need a God. That's why we need a Savior who loves us, who will say to us, I know that life is tough. I know that it's difficult. I know that there are things that are going to happen that are really going to test your resolve. But he says, I'm here with you. And I'm going to make sure that these difficult times, these times that feel like you're in a scorching flame, he says, I'm going to be here to help you through that, to help you pick up the pieces of your broken heart, to walk with you in your pain and your trouble and your sorrows. And he says, I do that because I love you, and I do that for you. As we gather before the Lord's love today and celebrate the Eucharist, we thank our God for his presence in our lives. We thank him for the opportunity in our lives to learn from these tough experiences and these tough times so that we can grow, so that we can be better people, so that we can be more faithful disciples, so that we can be more loving, more compassionate, more kind. We follow the example of our God who places his love in our hearts, and we ask him to mold us, to shape us more into the image of his love.